Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is William Isbell. I was talking with somebody, some lady, and I hung on here for about 20 minutes and finally decided that there was nobody there. I asked her once if she was still there, and she said, oh, yeah, we're working on it, but nothing's happening. So anyway, I'm just going to start out here with saying that I've got this problem, and if you don't stay on the line and help me with it, I'm going to go to my credit card company with it. So, guys, I'm getting tired of this. Are you ready to hear my story now?
I'm listening, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. Last month, I called and complained about the bill that I got on my credit card statement. They billed me $7.07 for an item that I chose online, supposedly paying shipping only. And I got it, and then the next thing I know, I get my statement, and I've got a bill on here for the $49.97. So I went through that with the lady, called her up, and she said, I will take care of that. And I got my statement this month, and sure enough, it was taken care of. $49.97 credit. But then they turned around, and before they gave me that credit, they billed me another $49.97.
All right, so I definitely understand that you're calling in regards to charges, in which I'll be more than happy to assist. I just want to need some information from you as well, so we can go ahead and get the account pulled up. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
99337.
And can you provide me your first and last name, please?
William Isbell, I-S-B-E-L-L-E.
All right, thank you for that information. Just a moment.
Are you still with me?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
That's what that last lady said, and so I sat there patiently and waited 10 more minutes, and then there was no one there.
Right, but no worries, sir. If we somehow become disconnected, I'll give you a call back, which is not a problem. I have located the account. Can you verify your shipping address, please?
1724 West 45th Avenue, Trailer F30, Kennewick, Washington, 99337.
All right. So I do show that you did place an order December 5th for a pulse oximeter. This is a device which is used to measure your blood level oxygen, things of that nature. So the only thing you had to pay initially upon placing the order would be the shipping and handling. That cost, of course, $7.45. And within those terms and conditions, it does explain why you placed an order. You would also be enrolling into our Consumer Gadgets Club. That's an online gadget store in which you are enrolled into within 48 hours of the order being placed. So that, of course, is priced at $49.97 a month. You also do receive a $125 gift card, which is sent via email every month as well. So I do show that the account, let me go to the notes, has already been canceled. That was done as of January the 13th. An offer refund. So it does show that they have fully refunded you. This is for the January 10th charge where you were billed the $49.97. So you should have actually already received that refund. The estimated time frame for refunds to process is between 3 to 5 business days.
Well, the thing is I showed them the and having been processed on transaction date 113, post date 114. But then, before they gave me that credit, I was still owing that $49.97. So before they gave me the credit, they went ahead and billed the $49.97 again on 12/9 transaction date and 12/13 post date.
Okay.
So they actually billed me the $49.97 twice and credited it once in 2 months period.
Right. So now you were billed twice, but they didn't submit a refund for December's charge. Anything over a month's time frame, they would not have been able to submit for you. The only thing we can submit is a refund for the latest charge upon you calling in. And of course, if you wish to cancel, then we can go ahead and get that, you know, situated as well. But
last month with the lady, I said I don't want anything to do with it. Yeah, I cancel it. It was all supposed to be taken care of.
So they did take care of that, sir. They didn't promise you a refund, two refunds. They only initially promised you the refund for the latest charge, which they did do. So they pretty much handled everything that was supposed to be done. They canceled the account and refunded you for the latest charge.
They've charged me twice. Can you see that word?
I definitely understand that, sir. I show where you were charged twice, January and in December. Both of those, I am agreeing with you in regards to you being billed twice. What I'm explaining to you is the initial representative was not going to be able to credit you for December. They were only going to be able to give you one refund, which is for the latest charge. Anything over, again, a month's time frame, we cannot submit a refund for. That has to be done through a supervisor. So there was no way possible for them to issue two refunds when we only have the capabilities of issuing one, which would be for the latest charge.
When will I have the other refund?
So the other refund is not going to be submitted. The other charge is initial charge prior before January. It's going to be considered valid based on our terms and conditions. We don't do a refund for anything over a month's time frame. So say, for example, you call in for a charge for February and you were billed for January, December, November. We're not going to issue a credit for anything January, November, December. We're only going to issue a credit for the latest charge, which is for the month that we're currently in. Anything, again, over a month's time frame, the system will not allow us to submit a refund for. We don't have the capabilities of doing so within our department.
Well, what I'm trying to say, I guess, is am I going to receive the $49.97 refund or am I not?
You'll receive the $49.97 refund, but it's not going to be in two amounts, just to clarify. It's only going to be one refund, which is only for that amount, $49.97.
Yeah, but the thing is I need two $49.97 refunds. I got billed two $49.97s.
So what I can do for you, I mean, I could possibly work out a courtesy refund. Again, it overall is valid, anything over a month's time frame, but I can go ahead and see, you know, what we can do. Just a second.
I'm going to need an answer because, like, I'm going to call my credit card company and have them straighten this out if you can't straighten it out. I'm just done with it too much. This is too much. I'm 80 years old, and I just don't have the patience I used to have.
I definitely understand. So we're going to see what we can do just a few minutes.
They're still working on it here, I guess, I hope.
All right, thank you so much for patiently holding, sir. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and get you connected over to a supervisor that will be able to further assist as far as like getting the refund, you know, submitted or see what options are available in regards to the initial charge that you incurred in December. But again, as far as with the account, everything's canceled. You don't have to worry about any charges from this point. And best before I do go ahead and get you connected, did you have any other questions or concerns before I do get you connected over?
No, that's fine. I just need to get this credit.
Okay. No problem, sir. So we're going to get everything worked out for you today. Allow me just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and connect you over to our supervisor. They will further assist from here in regards to the refund. But again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and hold on a moment on the line for me, okay? Thank you. Thank you.